Sean, Burnley gave that a right good go today. What did you make of it? How hard you pushed Arsenal there?
Well, the thing that I was most pleased about is that we were down here last season and they beat us 3-0 and they ended up comfortable, and we tried a bit more of a tactical game, tried to absorb and counter, and it didn't work. So I was pleased that we stuck to our game today. Of course, they made changes and possibly not as strong as last season in the game that we played. We had a couple of changes as well. But the mindset of our players was very good. Other than the first 20 minutes, we had a golden chance after eight. But at the first 20 minutes, we looked a little bit too respectful, not quite getting in their faces, not quite under, sort of putting them under too much pressure. Then after that, we started to grow into the game, responded to their goal with a fine goal ourselves. And by the half time, it's a pretty even game at that stage. And I thought we started the second half ever so well as well.
I was just going to make that point. You had a couple of sort of half chances early in the second half, and then they scored a goal that was sort of classic Arsenal, because you were down their end, and then 15 seconds later, the ball's in the back of your net.
Yeah, unfortunately, we gave the ball away cheap. You can't do that. We learned that in the Premier League last year, unfortunately, too many times over the season. You have to keep the ball. We did well at times keeping the ball today, and we're still productive with it, created some good chances today. But as you suggest, a big part of Arsenal's game plan is to counter-attack teams, and they did it well. It's very unlucky for Ben Mee, who I thought was outstanding again today, because he's nearly got a stud on it for the sort of reverse cross, and he doesn't. They finished well, but it does start from us giving the ball away, and that's what we have to learn from, particularly at this level.
And just looking at the game today and playing Arsenal, the likes of Arsenal who you were playing last season, Sean, I mean, obviously there's still a long way to go in the Championship season, but does that give you great belief that you can A, go on and get promotion, and B, come back up and mix
it? I don't think we lack belief. You know, we're adding all the time to our belief. I mean, some of the players there, Freddie Alvestad, you know, playing in that game, Tendai was playing at Chesterfield last year, you know, Andre, you know, these are people who are maturing into the game, and that does them the world of good playing at venues like this. So there's no lack of belief. It's continuing the form that we're in, so we're in very good form, progressing with our form, still learning and still adding the details to our performances, you know, because the FA Cup is a fine competition, but we do know that our main goal is to be back in the Premier League. That's the biggest challenge for all Championship clubs, and we're one of them.
I thought the third goal in the game was the crucial goal, wasn't it? I mean, if you could have got the third goal, we could have had a real special cup tie on our hands.
Yeah, it often is. It often is. You know, the third goal is an important goal when it's so tight. I thought we reacted well, and we had a couple of, you know, half-decent chances. Not golden chances, but half-decent chances after that. Generally, I'm kind of pleased. I'm not pleased with the result, of course, but I'm kind of pleased with the performance and certainly the mentality of the performance, because I think we've pushed them close today.
Absolutely. And when you look at your team as well, I mean, right up until the end, even, you know, Scott Arfield, when he blasted it over right at the end, you still had chances to maybe take it back to Turf Moor.
Yeah, great chance that was, and a couple of others with Andre breaking free and putting one just wide, and, you know, good chances. But they are the defining moments in games. We've done it well lately. We've been scoring lots of goals, so we look to do that again, of course, in the league.
I mean, I saw you at Brentford when you took them apart in the first half at Griffin Park, and in a way it would have been easy for your team to look forward to this game. Now this is out of the way, does that make it easier, because you've got two big games coming up?
No, it's never easier. They're big challenges. You know, every game in the Championship's a challenge, so there's no easy ride. We just focus on the league now, because that's the biggest challenge of the lot, and that's the one left for us to try and, you know, do and try and get promoted again.
Sean, you must be delighted with the way you responded going to go down.
Yeah, of course, because this place, we've all seen it, not just against Burnley, we've seen it against other teams. When they get their shoulders back and they're 1-0 up and they had that little rise, and I thought they did, but then we responded well to break that and break that momentum. And then we scored ourselves, of course. And then it settles down then, the game. And I thought we started the second half ever so well. And you know, we gave the ball away cheaply and they countered and opened us up. Then they had a rise, as they do, because they've just scored for 10 or 15. I was really pleased yet again with the mentality to break up their play, start making it uncomfortable for them again and still create chances. So, you know, a lot of positives to come from today.
For your goal, a lovely build-up and a terrific header, wasn't it?
Yeah, kept it alive from a corner, first phase, second phase, third phase. A fine pass from Tendai to switch the play. Get it back in the box, it pops out. Another bit of good play that fans always don't notice was the reaction of Boydie to keep possession, and then a fine cross from Tendai, a great header. And Vokes is, you know, he's popping up again at the moment, so we're really pleased with that as well.
Alvestad and Dorico back into the side. That just a reflection of how well they played up at Middlesbrough?
Yeah, and just because, you know, we've got to keep players alive. We knew we had to still go strong here because they're a very strong side, even with their changes. You know, the value of some of them players they've brought in. But you only play people, you don't play the price tags. So, and I was pleased with that. We played that well today and gave a very strong account of ourselves and what we're about this season.
Yeah, it's another impressive performance, isn't it? You can, again, take this into an important run in the league now for you.
Yeah, generally it was a good performance because you are playing a different sort of end of the market here. And you know, to come down here, the mentality shown today and also the quality of our play at times and sticking to our game plan, which is important because we did make it very uncomfortable for large parts of the games today for them and that gave us a chance to win it. Unfortunately, we didn't, but we gave a lot in order to try and win it.
Just a word for your fans, they've come down in numbers today, haven't they?
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, the travelling fans here have been amazing ever since I've been here and the numbers are terrific today. And I think they appreciated their side, given everything again to go and win a game.